This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Oh, hey, everybody. It is Friday, June 2nd, and it's been 206 days since the most fraudulent, corrupt, rigged, mismanaged, incompetent, deceitful, chaotic, tyrannical, malfeasance, maladministration, disenfranchising, and voter suppression election our country has ever had, with the worst being right here, my home place, America, Corruption County, Arizona, Anarchy, Arizona, flag still upside down. Everybody, we need you to jump on board to the battlefield and join us so we can turn it right side up. It was an administrative insurrection, keyword administrative insurrection. They stole your sacred. That is your sacred right to choose your representatives through your vote. And they did it in the primaries of 2022. They did it in the general election of 2020. And they did it in the primaries of 2020. Makes you think, can we believe the results? Are those people really supposed to be in office? What about the people that lost? I'll give you emoji face. Fraudulent elections allow demons to control our lives, destroy our country, and gives them free reign to sex, slave, traffic, rape, and murder. Your children harvest their organs and blood. Yeah, that's what I'm going to keep saying every day. And I'm going to keep saying on every show and every one of these shows, because you need to accept that's the world you live in. Today's guest, Daniel Wood and Leslie Kung Fu Shepherd. We, the people, are taking back Arizona now. So grab your pen and paper. Tell your friends. This is a working show. Calls to action throughout the whole thing. I need that common sense cap on. Make sure you text your friends. Let them know. Go to savemyfreedom.us. That's another take action item during the break. We'll be right back. We are going to take back Arizona starting today.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value, that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com. Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Thank you.
My favorite show, Jesus Rocks, with the amazing host, Lucy DeGrazia. I need everybody to start watching this episode. It doesn't matter what order you go in. They are evergreen. That means they're green all the time. Green means go, people. So you need to get into these shows because they're going to give you the tools to get stronger in your faith. And it gives you, you know, incredible information and insight on how to battle or how to get on the battlefield and actually survive on the battlefield and win, right? Everybody say, God wins, God wins. I said, well, what about you? What about you? Do you win? Are you going to be under the bleachers? When was we used to say it was a game, it's now a battlefield. Well, let's just say, so you're going to be under those guys with the debris and all that kind of stuff? Are you going to be on the team with Team Jesus high-fiving because you won, right? Because you won. So we're at a critical point right now with all the stuff that's going on here, especially in Arizona, and all the stuff that's coming, all the exciting stuff that's coming. So you know that those demons are going to be in high octane, high force coming at you. So we need you powerful and strong. So Brighton is awesome enough on Sundays to pick it up and put it a part of their faith lineup on Sundays, which is at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time. But all the episodes are at JesusRocksLive.com, or you can head over to SaveMyFreedom.us. That's SaveMyFreedom.us, and put a tab on there for Jesus Rocks. So you can go ahead and see that. This is the one that we put the website together. It's like six different websites all intertwined. So just look at the tabs on the top. That's going to get you all of your take action items and direct to even this show. So one other thing, too, to keep in mind, the past 2 months we've been sabotaged on this platform through the even OBS systems and all the other ones, even Rumble, believe it or not, guys. So I'll have to call with them. So anyway, if you're going to watch live, it's always best to go to brighteon.tv, because that's the direct stream. Brighteon produces the shows. We're always here Fridays at 4 p.m. Pacific time, that's 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can always catch the on-demand shows. They're also on brighteon.com, but on Rumble, where we're putting all together the America, or it was Arizona and America Corruption Exposed Take Action Toolkit. So those are all the videos. I'm going to have some time this weekend to load them all up. So I'm probably going to add about 20 more videos, because there's just so much stuff that you need to know. And then we're going to put together. But yeah, head over to SaveMyFreedom.us. And one little call to action. Look at that one, say right there. May Arizona be the first domino to fall. So what is going to be coming is actually going to have that domino is going to explode like this. You know, like that emoji that has the exploding head. So that's it. But the thing is we need all of you guys to jump on the battlefield with us. And we're going to get into that right now. There's going to be a lot of take action items. So we're going to come at them in every direction. We're going to come out with exposing. We're going to come out with from the remonstrance. We're going to come out with affidavits. We're going to come after them with the boots on the ground. We're doing the censures. We're doing the resolutions. We're doing through the courts, right? So this is the weekend. Actually, I told you guys June 2nd was the day, because I wanted to make sure we had it in time in order for Carrie Lake to file those two documents, the Rule 59A. And then also to make sure that their brief was targeted towards Ray Valenzuela admitting on the stand in the trial that they do not use the ARS 16-550A required statutes in order to verify the signatures, which means that the signatures that they did verify, which is probably up to a million, were illegal. And the county knows it. And the county is purposely committing these fraudulent acts, right? So if those two documents are actually filed for Carrie Lake, and it's actually Monday is the deadline. Monday, we just tried to get it done in advance. It's a 99.99% chance that the election will be set aside, which means like, poof, it's didn't happen, right? You guys just take it out of the mix. And since it's not happened at this level before and ever, it's literally, there's going to be explosion. So let's put some pressure on her. Call tech. So you go ahead on social media, tag her. And in that article, the Substack post that I did has all the information that we've been working on for about a week and a half with Leo D'Onofrio, the attorney in New Jersey. And then a bunch of other people have been contributing. So all the facts and all the statutes and all the information's in that. So I need you guys to share that. And then pull up the Rumble real quick, Heather, and then we'll bring on the guest because I'm looking at the time. So I need you guys to go to the Rumble account, Everything Home Talk Show on Rumble. I need you to subscribe and look through the videos. They're numbered, all going back to 2/23, which is the magical day here in Arizona where Liz, Representative Liz Harris, LD13, had an amazing joint hearing where she brought in Jacqueline Brager, which started all this. It's going to go down as one of the greatest days in the history of Arizona, with Liz being probably the most heroic person that's ever had to go through this battle here of all this chaos and an illegal expulsion, which we had a great show with that, which was episode 65 in that toolkit that Daniel did. And speaking of Daniel, let's bring up Daniel and Leslie, the troopers The heroes. Look at these two guys. All right. So Daniel's on location. He's on a mission. He's actually just probably coming home from work. And then there's Leslie with her flag. All right. So say hello to the audience, my two good friends and warriors in faith and warriors on the battlefield. Oh, she's hello, what? Unmute yourself. We got Leslie. I told her to mute. Hello. All right. So before we begin, I think it's important to remind everybody, if you've watched the show before or if you're new to the show, here is just a sample of what kind of demons we deal with here in Arizona. So that's, it is video number, it is Mr. Fontes. This is my Mr. Fontes, video number 4. So let's set the stage right from the start, Heather. Number 4, please.
There are fascists active in this country. Jenna just listed off who they are. She politely calls them election deniers. I'm supposed to call them election enthusiasts as an official position of my office, but I personally prefer just calling them what they are. They are fascists.
Yeah, that is our Secretary of State, mm-hmm. who was a previous county recorder. County recorder is kind of an important job description. All right, so we're going to talk about what Daniel's been working on and Leslie. So Daniel, I'll let you start, and then you guys can go back and forth for a little bit, and then I have a couple things that I just wanted to share with the audience, too.
Well, it's kind of interesting you put that up there, because the Secretary of State received this remonstrance under penalty of perjury, and he was supposed to respond to this remonstrance, and he did not do so. If he's so sure in what this election, you know, if this election was done properly or not, then he would have been able to respond. But because the way we did the affidavit, it stands as a contract now, and it stands in court of record, and actually stands that we are true and what we're saying about the elections being unconstitutional. So I'm glad you put that out there for him to start making claims that I'm a fascist because I'm showing that the Constitution was violated in the elections, you know, Arizona elections. That's kind of ridiculous. So, by the way, he's in office illegally. He's, you know, our government's pretty much dissolved itself.
It's amazing. But, it's amazing the extent of what is happening in Arizona, specifically in Mayor Corruption County. Oh, by the way, we have no border, right? So that's just another added layer down there. So it's just it's thank God for people like Daniel and Leslie who are taking care of teaching us all this stuff and informing us and doing and taking the time to write these documents and do the research. Because without that, we would have not known. And then they had the courage in order to open their mouths. And now this whole state, especially here in this evil, demonic county that we live in, it's a whole new ballgame. And it is something where now we really can take this back. But again, we need everybody to join us on this battlefield. We would want to recruit the warriors and the people that want to become them. But we're showing you the tools and give you the information. All right, Daniel, let's I have a comment, if you have a comment. And then I want Daniel to get into the meat and potatoes of this stuff. Oh, you're good. Okay, she's good. She's good, people. That's code for let's get this show on the road, Michelle. All right, so Daniel, take it away. Let's get down and dirty.
So some examples of the unconstitutionality of our elections. You look at HAVA Act. It's the Help America Vote Act of 2002. That was an act that was adopted by the Arizona State Legislature. Well, it's actually a non-positive law. So you've got positive laws and non-positive laws, federal code stuff. Positive laws are legal evidence of the law. Non-positive is a prima facie evidence, basically evidence that can be rebutted. All right. So what we're looking at is HAVA Act got pushed under the Title 52 in U.S. Code. And what happens there is that is a non-positive law. That's a law that can be rebutted because it doesn't have strength per the Constitution. And what this remonstrance does is we pull that into question. We pull the law, which is repugnant to the Constitution, we put it into question. And if a lot of people don't know that you got Mulberry versus Madison, it was a huge case where the judge affirmed that any law repugnant to the Constitution is void, null and void. So in this case, when they utilized the Help America Vote Act in Arizona, And basically the legislature adopted that and then used it in our electoral process, that null and voided all of our elections, actually going back to when they codified it in 2000 I think it was 2002 they started it along with, and then it got into place in 2003 here in Arizona. So we can actually show just by the use of the HABA Act, that's all the EPMs, all of that. It's all null and void. It's a repugnant laws that are being used in our election process, you know. And did we give them power? No. We look at maximum of law 11F, where power can never be delegated, which the authorities said to get delegated, never possessed it itself. You see, we the people have ultimate power over, because we wrote the Constitution, so we have ultimate power. We reserve powers to ourselves outside of the legislator and their government, right? And so when we give them power, there's certain things that they cannot delegate. In this case, we wrote that our elections are to be held by the people only. All elections are to be held by the people. So when you allow a repugnant law in place, it takes away, because this law allows corporations to run our elections, it's no longer elections by the people, and therefore it's an interference. Whereas Article 2, Section 21 mentions that no interference shall ever happen in our elections or right of suffrage, okay? I'm paraphrasing there, but these are a start. I think Liz has some stuff, too, about the chain of custody issues that we have, too. If she's willing and wants to talk about that, that would be good for her.
Go ahead, Leslie.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What, were you not paying attention? You're farting around on your phone?
You know, I'm sending out the messages that he's saying.
No, that's good.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, just a real quick clarification, just because I don't want it to be misunderstood. I'm a total student of all this. I'm not teaching it. I'm teaching it as I'm learning it. People who were very smart put this together. And so I just want to make sure I clarify about this. So I apologize. Now ask me a direct question. I just didn't want that to come across any way that was not true.
Leslie was sleeping on the job. So can you ask her the question again there? Daniel.
So Leslie, if you can talk about the chain of custody stuff, and if there's anything wrong, I'll correct it. If you could bring that up, that'd be great.
Sure. So the thing I was talking to Daniel about just before this began is all this time I've been talking about how the tabulator, the code for the tabulators was broke, you know, that, you know, they didn't have them certified, and that the HABA, that this was broke. And then I found out, according to these affidavits, that they're null and void because the Constitution already has all that in there. It's one day, one vote, paper ballot, hand count, has to be done publicly. It's all in the Constitution. We act like we have to reinvent the wheel. And that's why Borelli's little, what he's doing right now about trying to act like they're doing something to help us out with these tabulators. It's called, you use the tabulators, Sonny Borelli, you're continuing to break the law. End of story.
Yeah. So you mentioned one day, one vote. Where have we heard that before?
Right.
I think there was somebody who's been talking. I'll give OG face. I think there's somebody that's been talking about that for 31 months. And because the turds down in the Capitol, the pits of hell, they didn't like that. They don't like that you're taking away their machines. They don't like that you're bringing in a fair, free, fair, and honest election. So what do? They kicked your ass out. That'd be Representative Liz Harris, right? And I believe the man over there on the screen you see, again, it's episode 65, he brought all those facts up. And guess what? When we started pushing back against these guys and throwing out the Constitution, the Mason's rules, I believe it was Rule 37, in fact, that they don't have a code of or a code of conduct that they were supposed to legally require to put together the turds down there in their Congress, right? The House and also the Senate. They don't have any of this stuff because they didn't do their job. So Daniel calls them out on social media. And what did they do, Daniel? They ran away. They're like this. We got to get out of here. They ran away in the Twitter conversations. So it's amazing when you know the rules, you know the law, you find out what they're not doing. And we're, and this is all over the country. This is not just Arizona, but use us. We're out there as like the, we're taking it for the team, guys. So we're going through all this so that you guys can learn from it all and start doing it in your own counties, your own cities, your own states, your own legislative districts. We're not even going to get into the LGs today. So Daniel, comment on that, because I want you to comment on how important it was and how awesome it was when people started to go after with facts and all that information when we were dealing with the Liz, which was setting the precedent to where we are now. Like, that was training for where we are with this particular movement and then what's coming next.
So real quick, Arizona Constitution, Article 7, Section 11, that's what addresses the day of voting. That's very clear. As far as the other stuff goes, see, being able to teach people like that, a lot of people hear of due process and things like that, but they don't understand how due process works and how it works within the law. And so when we were able to lay that out and show how Liz Harris's due process was stripped from her, and the fact that they misused law was a violation of their due process too. I couldn't believe it. They misused Rule 1 in order to, you know, try to apply it to constitutional law, which that was a misuse of the constitutional law. It's so blatant that it was just unbelievable. I can't fathom the fact that they're still pushing on with this. I really can't, but that's okay, because what they do is they pull their pants down and show it to everybody that they're not for the Constitution. You know, wait till what comes out. I think something big's coming out in the future. It's going to address the fact that, it's going to address a lot of stuff. Oath of office, going to address the unconstitutionality of the Bar Association running our branches of government. It's going to be interesting. We'll see what happens there, but little maybe hint to the future. But yeah.
Being exposed, and it's long overdue. So I'm telling you, the 23rd of February is going to go down in history as the day that the country literally changed because of that hearing, because we all had it and we jumped on the battlefield and we started reading things that we should know, right? That's what we're supposed to know. So Leslie, make a couple comments there, and then we're going to have to take this whole thing into the second part of the show too, because we got to really explain what these documents are and what people need to do with them.
Is that what you want me to tap in about the
documents? Yes, let's start that. Go ahead. Like, because okay, there's two, just break that down. Well,
first of all, there's two of them. There's the Board of Supervisors, which you can do on Jot Forum, which is on the Affidavit Mama website. And that can be found. Michelle's going to put it in her Substack so people can reference
it. Just so it's easier for right now.
Yes.
Just so it's easier.
And then there's the one for the government officials. And it focuses on Katie Hobbs, Adrian Fontes, and Chris Mays.
Yeah.
Which, you know, they're all in there illegally. So, I mean, it's funny that we have to go after him, but nevertheless, that's what we're going to do. But it has also things in there for legislatures, judicial, as well as the sheriffs. I mean, they're all supposed to uphold the Constitution. And I think that how he said that they pulled their pants down and show where they stand, that was a very good analogy, because that's exactly what's happened.
But it was a visual that I didn't want to put in my head, because it's what I saw. It wasn't pretty. Like, there was nothing pretty about that. So here, I want to play this. I want to play the clip from The Bug's Life again, because I want that as your last image before we go to break, because this is the power of when we the people take action and get on the battlefield, listen to people like these two guys, and literally push back on them. So play the video number 5.
There was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Bye, turds. Bye, turds. That's what I'm thinking. So that's just, I want you guys to just keep that as inspiration, motivation. So when Leslie was talking about the Jot form, so there's going to be a Jot form that you can fill out, and that's one of the remonstrants, and these are affidavits, and the other one has to be done with a notary, right, on the 8.5 by 11 by 14 paper. So just for now, to make it easier, I'm going to add another tab on that Substack website, savemyfreedom.us, and I'm going to put on there Jot Form. We'll call it Jot Form, AZ Jot Form. So, and then what I'm also do on that, I'm going to do a Substack. So if you want to, if you subscribe, you'll get it tomorrow. Daniel did a great video explaining all this stuff on his Rumble channel, which his Rumble channel, I think Heather pulls it up and puts it on the screen when he's there. It's like Sparky something rather. He can give it to you. So then you'll be able to go into his video. You'll be able to watch his video. You'll be able to watch this show. And then it'll take you to the Jot Form and it'll also get you the information for the Affidavit Mama's website. So yeah, see Rumble. DC, see Sparky. That's his nickname. Was it Navy? Is that what you were? Army? Marines? Which one were you?
Marine Corps.
Marine. Oh, yeah. So you got to say Marine. If you don't say Marine and you say the other ones, then they yell at you and then they make fun of everybody. So Marines, remember that. So, all right. So that's what you guys are going to do during the break. And then we're going to go into more detail about the specifics of the power of this. And then there's some other stuff that I got to show you. So a pop-up graphic 18 for me, Heather. I'm going to always put this on when we go to break and end the show, because right now this is what we need. 18 is the Jesus is King on top of the Mayor Corruption County Courthouse. Because this is how this is all going to go down. We're going to use the courts. We're going to use every possible method to get this state taken back. And remember, 2 Chronicles 7:14, then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. You know who you are, turds and friends. I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and restore their land. Get on your knees during the break. Say a couple prayers and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
True is what we are, to the stars and the stripes, in one nation under God, where the bald eagle flies, in memory of our founding fathers, where we stand in solidarity, wearing freedom proud, believing we will endure in our most beloved nation. The home of the brave, the land of the free, is where we shall be, the flag shirt where freedom reigns.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. Brighteonstore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
Oh, so we're back. You saw all those awesome commercials. So go check out all the products, the partners that are on our marketplace site. You got, I got another shirt on today. This is a flag shirt from Steve Stern. If you use promo code HOME10, then you get 10% off. Well, most of them, you get a nice little discount. Sometimes promo code's HOME, sometimes it's HOME10. But all of that's listed on the marketplace. So this was put together to promote small business owners, patriotic companies, patriotic products and services, because we do not want to participate with the demons, right? So you don't go to Target anymore. You don't, they're not supposed to buy like soda, like Pepsi and Coke, right? And then who are some of these other demons we know Amazon's a big bad one. You want to get your money out of Bank of America? You want to get it out of Wells Fargo right before they seize it and keep it? And pick Oh, no, Bud Light can't do that because I don't know what that is. That's a representative. Harley went partnered with Bud Light, so now you've got the transgender motorcycle, whatever. This has all got to end. I mean, this is all directed at destroying the nuclear family, and they're going after the children. And our job, what's the only job that you have, is to protect the children, to stand in the gap for the children. So that's what this is all about. That's the reason why they want control of the elections. We talk about it every show, but it just needs a reminder, because if we're not all doing it, then we're not on the same page. So then you've got to just make the decision that you got to have to separate from supporting these companies again. And then not our companies. Our companies are the good ones. Supporting the other companies, because then they're fueling the narrative. They're fueling the ESG and all that other crap. And then again, this trans movement, the bunch of trans terrorists running around trying to manipulate, indoctrinate, and mutilate your children. I mean, everybody in this country should be outraged where they're actually opening their mouths up 24/7 about it. And the fact that we're not, that's a shame on us. And we're just as guilty because you're not talking about it every day. You're not talking about the child sex trafficking every day. You're just as guilty as the people that are raping the children. And I said this a couple weeks ago on the show, because that's what our turds are responsible for. And that's on their hands. And it's on the governor's hands. And it's on Sfantis' hands. And Chris Mays and everybody that they mentioned in the beginning of the show. Anybody in a position of power and leadership that can actually accomplish something in the state of Arizona. I'm just focusing on Arizona. The rest of the whole, it's the same across every level of government, across the whole country, federal, every state, county, city, doesn't matter. The fact that these people can actually do something because they have the ability to, I blame them even more. Just they might as well just be the same as literally raping children all day. Yeah, it is, because the border's wide open, okay? And it's been open for how many years? So, yeah, it's on you guys. So anyway, that's a great segue. Oh, by the way, back to the products. You see, you get me all riled up. You get me onto these aisles, just start going to town, because it's just, at what point are we going to just sit and take it and do nothing? You can't. So we're giving you the tools to do it on paper, right? Because we're doing digital and in person, one of the notary. We're going to talk about that in a second. But before we do that, I have to plug two more things. So go to these. You go to Mammoth Nation. That's where I got the cross. I know I'm jumping around, but you gave me two topics. You get me. You say there's three things you don't do with me if you don't want to hear it. You don't talk about children and sex life trafficking. You don't go near the word election integrity because you're going to hear it. And don't even say something negative about Liz Harris, because I'll lose my poop, right? And those are the three things. So these people, like, you got trigger words. Those are my three triggers, right? So because those are all things everybody needs to be standing up for, because it's so much bigger than those three topics, right? So just think about the three ones I happen to pick. Think about that. There's a reason why. All right. So Heather, here's the big deal. No, but first of all, before you do that, make sure that you start tagging Carrie Lake in the Carrie Lake War Room. And that's the Arizona Saves America Take Action Toolkit in there. That's the Substack, SaveMyFreedom.us. It's the pinned article. It explains all the things that the two things she needs, and her attorneys have not filed them. And as far as we're assuming, based on their language, they're not going to file them. And it is a 99.99% guarantee that they will set the election aside if she files those two particular documents. She's going to file a brief anyway, an appellate brief, but it needs to be directed towards what we've been talking about for a week and a half in all these spaces and all these posts, where in all the shows, where it has to do with Ray Valenzuela admitting that they don't use the signature registration record, which is required by the Arizona state statute. And that's when the Supreme Court opened up the door and handed them this win on a silver platter. So why are they not filing it? I'll let you complete the end of that sentence. But we got to do what we can to ask her to do it on behalf of us. We, the people of Arizona, so we're asking everybody in the country to start tagging. You have Monday. I'm going to change that to the 5th. But we'll go ahead and do it all weekend long. And all the information's right there. Leo and I have spent a lot of time doing this. He has been digging, like, the amount of information that he has provided is just unbelievable. Her attorneys don't even talk about any of that stuff. We just shake our heads. It's damn shame. But again, these elections are not about the candidates. They're about us, and they stole our sacred right to choose our representatives through our vote. Elections are about us, so we got to keep fighting for it. And then, of course, there's a lot more stuff coming. And then, all right, one more big plug. Heather, pull it up. Get Patriotized Summit. I blew it. Oh yeah, go to, change your phone. Go to Patriot Mobile. Do it. I saved $78 a month. And if you don't want to save the money, just do it anyway. Mail me the check. We'll call it even. I'll put it to good use. We'll start exposing more people. But if you use Precinct, code Precinct, there's two promo codes on there, Precinct and Save My Freedom, you get 10% off your bill. I meant the other big reveal. GetPatriotized.com. You're going to go to GetPatriotized.com. And it is the, I know, I screwed up. So GetPatriotized.com is the Get Patriotized Summit. It is on Flag Day, June 14th. From 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific time. And that is our huge digital, which number? Oh, no, it's just the website, getpatriotized.com. I didn't make a graphic and I don't have a video for it. So this is our big virtual summit. There we go. This is our virtual summit. Steve Stern and I are hosting it. It's a free all-day virtual event. Frank Speech is producing it, and it honors the American flag, and it unites patriots across the country. I think we've got at least 65 speakers right now. Don't worry about the logistical nightmare that we've created for ourselves. It'll be fun for you guys. So you got Steve, you got Bannon, you got Ann Vandersteel, Mel Kay, John Rich, General Flynn, let's see, Santilli, you got Joe Vaughn, Wayne Allen Root, Dr. Naomi Wolf, and President Trump is going to either come on live or do a personalized message for us. And we've got a couple other superstars that are going to be jumping on there. So this is going to be an awesome, awesome event. I am hosting it along with Steve. And we've got a couple Arizona rock stars coming on. So we've got your Liz Harris, we've got Lucy DeGrazia, and Ray Michaels, the chair of LD8. So those are our local reps that I'm bringing on because I said I need my peeps to be on this call because or in this deal because these guys, our guys here, believe it or not, you might not necessarily know their names, but I can tell you right now. There's Lucy. There's Ann. I can tell you right now. They're more important in the battle than 99% of the people that you're looking at their faces right now is the crew that we have here in Arizona. These two guys that you're looking at the screen and all the people that we bring on this show that are local, they're more important to the movement and to everything else, especially grassroots, than literally. I mean, I love everybody that's on here. That's great. But I'm talking about real movement and real grassroots boots on the ground doing the sweat equity and dance into the oldies all summer long here in Arizona. It's 140 degrees. All right, let's bring the guys back on. Oh, you have to register. So you go to getpatriotized.com, getpatriotized.com. I'm going to put it as a tab on the Substack, so you'll see that. And sign up for it. And you jump on in there for 8 hours nonstop. I'm going to see if I could do the whole thing without stopping. So we're talking about it more often, but it's on Flag Day. Tune in when you can. And Brighton is going to be awesome enough to replay it on the following Saturday, which is the 17th. Well, I think they're going to do it all day on the loop. So then you'll be able to catch it on Brighton.tv also. So it's going to be streaming. Everybody wants to stream it. So if you want the streaming code, we'll get you the streaming code. You want to put it on your platforms, that would be amazing. And there's a couple of zinger things that I think we're going to release maybe for the first time. Just depends on the timing, but something's going to be really huge because I figured if you got a couple million people watching, maybe you need to drop some real big truth bombs. So we're going to see if we can do it beforehand. But if not, I think we're going to break the news there. All right. So let's bring back the crew because I want to talk some specifics. So Leslie, talk about the two specific documents and if there's anything on there that they need to know, and then let's go back to Daniel, and then I want to bring some other disturbing things that the turds are doing because they're going to go back into session. They're currently on vacation, and we'll explain why they're on vacation here in a second. Oh, she's on mute. She loves him mute.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I am going to use a couple trigger words here, but that's only because it's a good thing. On the Board of Supervisors, which is the one that Daniel wrote, that one, as you know, as you had said before we went on break, that can be done through jot form. It doesn't have to be done in person with the notary. And then the one for the government, that one definitely has to be done with the notary. The key things, here's one of your key words. This is the reason I'm even involved in this at all, is the human trafficking, the child sex slaving, all this, you know, with the border. In the government affidavit, that's a 5-page affidavit. That's the one that the affidavit mamas have put together. That one right there, we're going to be dealing with the maladministration and malfeasance. We could deal with that later. Let's just get them fired. But the maladministration is going to be dealing with the fact that the border is open. These children are being trafficked. They are being... The point is, That is why this, that's why we need to get radical about this. You know, it definitely has a draw in there. It has, you know, Katie Hobbs' name is being part of this affidavit, Adrian Fontes and Chris Mays. But for me personally, the thing that excites me the most is that it's addressing this travesty that's happening with this chill and the tyranny of the neglect of what's happened with this administration and how they've literally turned their back on the abuse of what's happening with these children at the border with all these lame excuses. I mean, first of all, the Board of Supervisors certified the fraudulent election, and then they point at this, at the fraudulent governor as their excuse. It's one big chasing the tail, you know, smoke and mirrors. So these affidavits are going to deal with that. And I'm very excited to see people's enthusiasm. And this can actually be used state countrywide. You can just modify a few names in there. The homework has been done. This has been laid out for the Board of Supervisors and the government, one in which the entire United States can use it. And so that's why it really excites me, because obviously what's happening at the border and what's happening with these children is happening all over the United States, i.e. the entire world.
Yeah, well, very well said, my friend. So one of the Bible verses that I started using, when, because we're focusing on exposing and we're focusing on the evil and the corruption, right? So James 4:17, remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do than not do it. So now you know. Everybody that's listening knows. And then what I need everybody to do is share the show and share the information that we're telling you. And it's not because I'm trying to plug the show. I need the content out there. Because we win this game, this battle, rather, because it's not a game, it's real. These are people's lives. We win this battle when there's numbers on the battlefield, right? Right. Then we're recruiting the warriors and the people that want to become one. And this is the moment. This is it. Because if we last any longer, that flag's permanently upside down. And that's a really bad thing. Again, it's just like you have the machines and you do not change the election process, you will not win. This is 2020 all over again, except 100 times worse. The whole state of Arizona could vote for Trump. He will not win with the current system you have in place because he didn't do it in 2020. So what makes you think all of a sudden voting harder 2024 is going to do any better? Hashtag vote harder 2024. And don't even go down the road of let's start talking about ballot chasing. That is the dumbest thing you can ever imagine. So you're going to waste all that time when I can tell you right now you're guaranteed to lose if everybody in the state votes for him? What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So do not participate in those shenanigans, everybody. Focus on things that can work, like what we're talking about here. The thing that Daniel kind of gave a little nugget to what's coming, and the other stuff that's coming. Okay? Those are things that are viable options in order to take back. And then get on the battlefield. Jump on the Twitter with us. Start punching back on there and using the right language. You're talking about the Constitution. Talk about the rules. And you can learn from people in the Twitter, right? So if you want to go to the Twitter, you want our Twitter, it's in all the I'm going to put these guys in there. Remember, I started working on that Twitter list of all the characters. But if you just look at any of theirs, plus mine, you'll see who the people are that are in the Twitter battles. And you can just jump on and follow them. And then jump in. Start being active. You'll learn stuff. It's amazing, right? Okay. So, Daniel, what else is important that everybody knows?
It seemed like the Lord brought to my heart talking about authority. A lot of people in America don't understand the fact that they have authority over government. They believe government has authority over them. I'm going to read this. This is the preamble to North Carolina's preamble. It says, "We, the people of the state of North Carolina, grateful to Almighty God, the sovereign ruler of our nations, for the preservation of the American Union and the existence of our civil, political, and religious liberties, and acknowledging our dependence upon Him, for the continuance of those blessings to us and our posterity, do for the more certain security thereof and for the better government of this state, ordain and establish this Constitution." Here's a beautiful thing about this. You know, in Genesis 1, God formed the heavens and the earth, and then He turned around and made man and woman, and then He gave man dominion over the land. Well, then man here in America decided, you know what, we're going to utilize that dominion. We're going to form a constitution. We're going to establish this Constitution, right? So we established the supreme law of the land being the Constitution. And I say that because if you look at the definition of established, one part of it is established ordinarily means to settle certainly or fix permanently what was before uncertain, doubtful, and disputed, right? So our founding fathers, everything was, you know, uncertain and doubtful and disputed at that time when they were forming the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Right now, everybody in America feels like everything's uncertain, it's doubtful, it's disputed, and we got to stop looking at that, right? We're going to have to walk by faith, not by sight. And here's the reason why. We've got things like 2039 HCR in Arizona where they're passing they've passed an amendment to our Constitution which gives the governor power to enact a state of emergency as prescribed by law. Well, unfortunately, here's the problem with that. They're going to have the people vote on it. People are not really understanding what that is. And what it does is it gives power to statute laws such as laws that are going to allow them have a month-long power to force vaccinate, to quarantine you, to isolate you, and so on. But you see, here's the thing. We have the power to stop that because we wrote the Constitution. We have the authority, and the people have got to understand that, come together, and work to a common good under our fundamental principles and put a stop to this stuff. So, that's something that's just on my heart is, America, you have the authority to stop all of this. You're the ones that wrote the Constitution. That Constitution provides boundaries for the government, and the government is not to go outside of those boundaries. And here they are. So what do we need to do? We need to abolish and reform our government because they have dissolved themselves. And this is important to understand. And this is things like the remonstrance we did, because you can use that as evidence. And you go to your board of supervisors and you address them saying, hey, here's where you're violating our election process. You need to fix this now because the Board of Supervisors have power. You know, you can go to them and address the fact that you did not give them power to quarantine you because that interferes with your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. So you go to your legislator, tell them to do away with HCR 2039, period. You know, because there's no need to add anything. We already have in our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness the fact that no law, no statutes, no mandates can go against our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And so there's no need to make anything or amend anything in that, right? So I'll leave that to you on that.
Yeah, so pop up real quick because I'm looking at the clock. Graphic 28, since you brought up HCR 2039, this is the bill where they started talking about it a couple there you go. See, this is a constitutional crisis. They want to change, they want to amend the Constitution in order to allow the governor, Katie Hobbit, she's not the governor, she's the governor, she's in the governor's holding place, right? Because she did not win the election. She didn't win, nobody in the office has won their election, okay? And so they want to go ahead and make it a constitutional amendment, but they're trying to be sneaky. There he is again. There's those two characters. I believe I remember them from the shenanigans with Liz Harris. There's Chaplick, right? He is the chair. He blocked me on social media. He blocked me on Twitter. He's the chair of the non-ethics committee. So not a good guy. And the guy next to him, not a good guy either. He was on the elections committee with Liz. Now, none of them are good. They're all turds. So this is what they want to do is they want to go ahead and put this to a vote in the 2024 election so that you could give more power, because this whole the emergency orders is all unconstitutional anyway. They want to go ahead and push it so that it becomes a constitutional amendment, so then it is now constitutional, but they're acting like they're doing us a favor because they're like, oh, well, we'll let you guys decide, we'll put it on the ballot. Oh, so that means you guys are going to make a decision because we don't even get to choose our representatives. So you think we get to choose all these laws that pass and these propositions? Nuh-uh, just like the candidates. All this stuff is fraud and it's fake. And they are the ones choosing. So they're trying to be sneaky. And then they do this and they're all for it. I mean, these are the turds. These are the Republicans that are down there. They think it's a great idea. And then, of course, the lobbyist groups like Easy Free Enterprise, which there's nothing free about that grimy establishment, rhino establishment operation, which they all are. They all are. Nobody's on our side, guys. It's just us. And then the housing bills, pop that up real quick, and then I'm watching the clock. The housing bill is number 30. That's why they're on break right now. These housing bills are loaded with all kinds of really bad stuff. So when we pushed back on it, they said, oh my God, we better go ahead and go on a break. Go on, do you take a break from work? I don't think you guys get breaks from work. So they went to go hide, and now they're trying to fix this, to finagle it, so that they, and that's why they're coming back on June 12th. But they're going to come in, guns a-blazing, do what they got to do. So we need to make sure we push back on them, because they're going to go do their sine die, and it's done. So everybody, you got 30 seconds. Say what you need to say. Leslie, go first. 30 seconds.
I just want to say, look at the affidavits. If nothing else, go on the website or go on Michelle's website. Look at the affidavits. Let yourself be empowered by the Constitution and how it protects us, and allow yourself to learn and teach others.
Thank you. Daniel.
So just to kind of follow up on that 2039, the statute laws that that'll give power to is 16-787. You have it on your thing. If you can clarify that later on, that'd be great. Because that's something they need to look at.
And 26-303. I read through these when Daniel told me about it about a month and a half ago. I was literally horrified of what power they already have. And it's smallpox. It's like they can come into your house, rip you out of it, and then jab a needle or whatever in your arm. I mean, it's the craziest thing. Then they have the power now. And these turds who've been in office for how long that are supposed to be Republicans, they did nothing about getting rid of this back then. So these guys are coming back. And we got to make sure that you guys do these affidavits. The affidavit mamas are all over the place, but we're going to make it really easy. We're going to put that subsect together. I'm going to do it tomorrow. It'll be a tab at the top. And then I'll call it AZ affidavit. AZ affidavit. We'll call it that. So AZ affidavit will be at the top. And then it's going to have the Daniel's video in there. It's going to have it'll get you directly to the ladies' website, the affidavit mamas, and it'll get you the form, the one that you could download. So it'll be all there, so you guys always can do that. All right, so Heather, I need you to pull up the Pray, Play, Plan, Take Action 4. Do them fast. 4, 36, and then 18, and I'll just keep rambling. So remember, everybody, this is the time we want to turn that flag up, right side up, and we're going to do it together. We need you to participate. I need you to stand up, speak up, and show up again. That chair, not sitting in it, even though I don't feel great today. And I need you to pray, plan, take action. You're going to watch some Jesus Rocks episodes, so you're going to get yourself ready. You're going to get your God on. You're going to put your belt of truth, right? You're going to become a prayer warrior, because you need to do both. 2 Corinthians 7:14, right? And then you are going to start following us on the social media. Jump onto the battlefield with us. That social media links, you'll see that on the top of the SaveMyFreedom.us. You're going to join us, and we're going to be getting you all the information on a regular basis, because through the Substacks, through the social media, through these shows, through other shows, because there's so much coming in addition to the stuff we're already giving you. So now this is the time, literally, to take back Arizona, and we need everybody in the country helping us. That's because these things are the information needs to get out there, and we need as many people doing it as you can, virtually, in person. And then we've got those two affidavits that you guys need to sign, and then I did a show earlier this week. I want you to stay on after this if you're watching brighttown.tv. If you're not, Ann Vandersteel, good friend of mine, pop up that graphic real quick, and I know we got to get out of here. But 36, I want you to look at the graphic. When I went on her show on Wednesday, and I'm going to put it on our Rumble, but it's on her Rumble show, and of course you can catch it on brighttown.com if you want to put that one up. It's kind of funny. 36, and I'm way out of order don't worry about 36, I'm looking at the clock. All right. Anyway, stay tuned. Ann Vandersteel's next. If you look on her Rumble, it was a show that I just did on Wednesday with her. I'm going to put it on a Rumble so that you could see it on ours. It's really good. It explains the Carrie Lake situation, the documents that she needs to do, and which we didn't get to today, that 1037, that lie that Sonny Borelli is now saying that the machines are banned in Arizona. They are not. Yes, me and Liz, the cardboard crap, cardboard cutouts. I just thought it was funny. So you can watch me and Ann. We were on Wednesday's show. But the thing that they did in that 1037 that revealed, again, remember, Daniel said that they had their pants were pulled down. They revealed that they can, and they did use plenary authority. They used it the wrong way. They didn't use it enough, but they actually used it. So now we know they have it. So now we put the pressure on them to actually do it the right way. They can appoint the electors for the Republican presidential nominee right now, and they don't want to do it. Gee, I wonder why. So now we know, and we're going to go make sure, we're going to put the pressure on them so that they do it. So now we know they can use their plenary authority, and that's nationwide, everybody. So they can. They can use it nationwide. So that's the most important thing that we learned from the lies of the Sonny Borelli and Wendy Dodgers going out there and saying all that stuff. Pull up the last one, and then we got to go. So I want you to go to SaveMyFreedom.us. You have your assignments for the weekend. I'm going to be active on Twitter. I'm going to be active on the social, on sending out those Substacks. And then we're going to close it with Jesus is King. I'm going to throw out there, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. That's Samuel Adams. There's Jesus as King, right? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Be a mighty warrior. Lord is with you, mighty warriors. Judges 6:12. Read 6, 7, and 8, and you get a chance this weekend. All right, I'm way over. Have a great weekend, everybody.